We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You are just in time because we are about to enter the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Show, the one we like to refer to as the bonus hour. However, it resembles the preceding three in this respect. Let's do that. Grab the phones. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Oh, and before I forget it, following our Monday interview with the nice lady Barbara from the Butterball Turkey Helpline with our annual holiday pre-Thanksgiving interview to give you some help making sure you get the bird cooked okay, we are giving away a gift certificate each day this week on the show. $15 gift certificate, good towards the purchase of a Butterball turkey for you to consume a week from tomorrow. How do you win it? Excellent question. Sometime in this hour, you will hear the turkey gobbling like that right there. Next time you hear that, just be caller number 5 on our contest line, 241-4334. And you can score yourself that $15 gift certificate to make Thanksgiving a little less expensive this year. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, this whole fiasco of an impeachment inquiry centers around one phone call made on July 25th of this year. I'm just wondering how many other phone calls they had that would have been I'm sorry. I lost my spot here. Yeah. How many other phone calls they have reports of sitting in their desk drawers just waiting to pull them out when this latest claim is shot down in flames? Texter also says, Bobby, I just realized something. Trump deciding to put the notes from the call in a secure server was a defensive maneuver. I suspect had that not occurred, they would have been lost. And he wouldn't have been able to release them to expose the lies of the Democrats. Bobby Mack, it comes down to this. I would trust my local used car salesman before I would trust the congressional representatives in Washington. I've always said I can't run for elected office or the legislature or Congress because I was a used car salesman once in my life, and I can't afford the dishonor of being elected. Does that explain how I feel about our government? Yeah, pretty straightforward. Got it. So, Bob, they're trying to impeach Trump for exactly what Biden already admitted to having done? So if they impeach Trump and Biden wins, are they going to immediately then begin impeachment proceedings against Biden? Yeah, right. Bobby Mack, three things that don't hang themselves: Christmas ornaments, sheetrock, and Jeffrey Epstein. There you go. Bobby, so my black 20-year-old cat that's on the very edge of life because it's 20 and a black cat, using that logic, that would make it about 432. And it was dark, about 200, it would make the cat about 432 years old. By the way, it was dark at 247 today. Something doesn't make any sense. We still love you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, I didn't understand the sheriff. That was Chuck Wright, who was on with us in the last hour. He told his officers to use any force necessary to stop a suspicious person looking at horses, but tells the people not to shoot the guy. I don't suggest killing him, but I think it's a double standard when he lets his guys do it. Yeah, but it's their job. He's not saying the sheriff's office should kill him either. But it is their job to stop people from being involved in this kind of sick behavior. Bob, this is a pretty simple equation, really. This is a reference to the FBI investigating now Epstein's death. Pretty simple equation. Who has the most to lose? Figure out who that is, and you know who killed Epstein. Bobby, guns are not the solution. The time-honored method for dealing with horse crimes is hanging. Enjoy your show, and I catch it whenever I can. Bobby, Sheriff Wright had a point about a hunter possibly having been the one that shot that horse. That was across the border in North Carolina. In the 70s, a game warden told me of a hunter who tried to check out a goat that he had shot, thinking it was a deer. Okay. Well, look at how many people, it's shot every year. How do you mistake a person wearing orange for a deer, you know? Assuming they are. Bob, a very merry unbirthday. That would be the day after. To little Annie, we love her out here. Of course, we love you, Bob, and Ms. Moneypenny as well. By the way, Epstein did not kill himself. Really? I heard that somewhere. Holy cow, where does this begin? Okay, let me see if I can make sense out of this. Because sometimes they come in pieces, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, all right? Bobby, by all accounts from Vindman's Ranger School student candidates in 2003, Vindman was a chow thief. Being a chow thief is the worst thing to be accused of at Ranger School. A chow thief is equivalent to a POS and is grounds for immediate dismissal from the course. Sounds like he wasn't caught red-handed since he has his Ranger tab. By the way, Ranger tab does not mean you're a Ranger, just means you graduated from said school. Serving with the 75th Ranger Regiment earns the right to be called a ranger. Anyway, when I went through that school, we suspected a chow thief in the mountain phase and set him up in the Florida swamp phase. We set the food, that is the bait, during a brief Sunday church service when we were training out in the swampy area. We informed the ranger instructor of our concerns and plans to set up the culprit. When everyone went to church services a few hundred meters away from our patrol base, the said alleged chow thief volunteered to pull security on all our gear. As I said, the bait, MREs of course, was sitting out next to a rucksack. He went for the bait, and the ranger instructor nabbed him before we came back from services. He and his stuff was on a truck back to the rear and sent back to his unit. Yeah. In the rear with the gear, as they say. Chow thieves are POS to steal from their fellow Ranger School students. Great show, Bobby. Dave in Greer. Thank you, Dave. Rangers lead the way. Jeez. I'm telling you. What is that in your footlocker? Is that a jelly donut? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, they're still all in there. You know, they come out at sometimes inappropriate moments, but that one seemed about right. A jelly donut?
What's your major malfunction?
And we can't add the rest of that. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bob and the Bobettes roll on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. We are in the final hour of the Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day, 6:21 now, in on the text line. Bobby, makes my heart all fuzzy to see a truck blatantly run a red light in front of a Greenville County deputy, and he does nothing. Bobby, we set up a chow thief with a pan of X-Lax brownies. Problem solved. Yeah, another line. They're paying for it. You eat it. Is that a jelly donut? Bobby, a shift head literally just pointed out that Mr. Hale was, in fact, a minority witness, then qualified the statement by following with, Mr. Hale, I know you don't consider yourself a minority witness. A shift is a disgusting person. Yeah, I think that's a widely shared opinion. Bobby, I'm pretty sure the sheriff was referring to a vehicle stop in his comments. Yeah, he was. He said, if you see blue lights, stop and cooperate. Told his deputies to do whatever it took to stop the vehicle if they were to run from the deputies. Bobby, because if you're hunting and shoot at bushes moving, then you can kill people. I bet that's how these things happen. Yeah, you know. People do dumb stuff. In fact, didn't make the Boneheads file today, but it did make the Bobby Mack, how can people really be this stupid department? This is really sad. A California couple claims a FedEx driver threw a package across their fence with so much force it squashed their tiny dog and caused such severe injuries that she needed to be euthanized. Michael Gallen and Kiko Napier of Venice said Cooper, their 4-pound Yorkie, was laying in their yard over the weekend when a FedEx employee who was delivering a large package tossed it onto their property. The package apparently landed on Cooper, the couple told KCBS-TV, saying she immediately picked up the box and Cooper was in a puddle of blood. Cooper suffered serious lung and liver injuries, per the dog's vet. The couple said they chose to have the puppy euthanized. It was painful to watch your dog in pain. Yep, I get that. FedEx said in a statement obtained by the local CBS affiliate, they, quote, extend our deepest sympathies to the family of the pet involved in the incident. We take this matter very seriously and are working directly with those involved to determine the circumstances behind this event. Based on the outcome of our investigation, we will take the appropriate action. Napier, pardon me, said the response from FedEx was not satisfactory. I feel they need to say they're going to institute a corporate-wide mandate that drivers cannot throw packages over a fence. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear we'll look into it. Our grandchild plays out there. My mother is out here gardening. The package was so heavy, should it have struck one of us, it would have caused very severe damage. I mean, really? You can't take the package to the front door? You're in the wrong job, whoever did that one. How about this? Conniving couple in California may have a rocky road ahead. If they're caught and charged for stealing food from open houses. I don't mean food they put out of the open house. I mean going into people's refrigerators and stealing their food. The crooks, suspected of multiple thefts in the Rockland area, did I mention this is California, have most recently been accused of stealing ice cream during a home show on Saturday with their alleged actions caught on a surveillance camera. I hate to tell Fox News this, but if they're caught on a surveillance camera, it's no longer alleged, okay? We have visual evidence. Realtor Elizabeth Axelgard told Fox News that during her 11 years as a real estate agent, this ice cream heist marked only the second time one of her clients had something stolen during an open house. The couple was seen swiping the ice cream from the home's garage freezer. At around 1 in the afternoon, the woman then hid the ice cream in her purse, and both she and the man were able to leave before arousing suspicion. Really? You're going to go into somebody's freezer and steal their ice cream? And how about this? I don't know how many times I've mentioned, it's not if you're going to have an AD, an accidental discharge, it's when. Because they happen. You can be as careful as you want to, as careful as you always should be with a loaded firearm. And trust me on this one, they're all loaded firearms. I don't care if you just took every round out of the mag and did a press check and popped out the one that's under the hammer. It's still loaded. Know what I'm saying? A South African prosecutor reportedly has died this week after a gun brought inside a courtroom as part of the evidence in a home robbery case accidentally discharged, striking her. Adelaide Ann Ferreira Watt, 51, succumbed to her injuries at a hospital Monday following the incident in a regional court, according to the Sunday Times. A police spokesperson told a South African newspaper investigators are now reviewing the shooting as a culpable homicide, but it's not immediately clear who could potentially face charges. It is alleged that on November 18 at 15:20 hours, a 51-year-old woman was taken to a hospital after she was struck by a bullet on the left of the hip. She later died in the hospital, said Jay Naker, the spokesperson. It is alleged the weapon was brought to court, to be entered as evidence in a house robbery case when it accidentally discharged in court. Elaine Zunga, the director of public prosecutions in the South African province where the shooting occurred, told the Sunday Times that Ms. Ferreira Watts' untimely passing is mourned by all. Our thoughts and prayers are with her family during this difficult time. So the weapon obviously had been used in the home burglary, and they dragged it out as a piece of evidence. And guess what? Gun was loaded. We don't know if somebody dropped it and it went off or if somebody grabbed it, if you know, the defendant grabbed it and decided to shoot the prosecutor. Who knows? But just reinforces, you can't say it enough, every gun is loaded. And you never want to point it at someone unless you intend to use it on them with intent, deliberately. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side with a closing half of the bonus hour here on Wednesday.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, Bobby, had strangers steal the sandwich platter from a funeral at a private residence this past Saturday. Really? What a bunch of... and other words to that effect. They were. Oh my gosh, Bobby, she's saying sweat the bed? Sorry for those all those previous texts. This is hilarious. to the phones we go. Let's head to Greer and bring in Roy here on the Hump Day Edition. Hi, Roy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. Let's see here. To get right to the point, I have been, and my wife also, have been watching the sham going all day long. They're talking to Undersecretary Hale and also approaching Ms. Cooper from the Department of Defense.
Right.
Now, one of the Democrats has made a point to show. Whereas Donald Trump, holding off on the aid
to Ukraine,
to the Ukraine. He said that law was passed during the Nixon administration due to the fact that Nixon refused to unfreeze aid going to another country. Now, they claim, Mr. Hines, that is,
right.
He claims that Donald Trump is absolutely wrong. He cannot do this because of law. And as a taxpayer, all of us, and every time you put a gallon of gas in your truck or you get some new tires for your car, the whole bit, we all pay that FET tax.
Well, what he just said is a lie. He just flat out lied.
Yeah.
And they don't care if they lie.
No, they don't. And you can see where this is just an absolute waste of our money.
Yep.
For crap like this. I expect my president and his administration to be a watchdog. Now, why would we turn around and give $400 million towards their defense in the Ukraine? Why would we do that if we're not certain that all the money that we are giving them to purchase arms from us, why would you do that?
Well,
that
I think what you've done, Roy, is just paraphrase exactly what President Trump said to the people who came to him and said, look, we got this $400 million in military aid that's going to the Ukraine. And President right. Trump says exactly what you just said. So, look, the president before Zelensky, Ukraine was a cesspool of corruption, all right?
Oh, absolutely.
We have poured heaven only knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, into Ukraine, much of which came mm-hmm. back to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's kid.
Right.
So before we give him any more money, President Trump says, look, I want to make sure that I'm not pouring good money after bad, that I'm not pouring it down a black hole, that I'm not funneling money to continue right. to fuel the corruption in Ukraine. Before we send them any more money, let's make sure that these guys are actually cleaning up the corruption over there.
No doubt.
What in the world is
said it best.
What in the world is wrong with that?
Nothing. There is nothing wrong with it. It's called good business. And another comment that was made during today's interviews with the press.
Yeah, inquisition okay. is what it is.
Well, yeah, that was, you know, that was one of my phrases from a couple of months ago. The inquisition still states, and it still is an absolute farce. First of all, President Trump, when running for office, said, I will be a watchdog for what comes out of this country.
Right.
And he has said that so many different times. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is that a comment from the Democratic side mm-hmm. says that businessmen cannot be politicians. I beg to differ. They have to be politicians to do good business. And the only serious formidable opponent would be former Mayor Bloomberg.
Right.
However, his way of business is very profitable, and that would be a good character runoff, if you will.
Well, see, and this is part of the problem. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate the call. This is part of the problem. We don't have politicians who are business people. No matter how much money pours into the Treasury, and given the burgeoning economy we've had in the last 3 years, the Treasury is getting even more money than they have at any time in the country's history, and they still manage to spend more than they take in. Is that a good... You explain to me how a business person who is constantly in the red, and what is it now, $22, $23 trillion in the red? How could you possibly stay in business? You can't. You're so far underwater. Unless, of course, you know, you have a never-ending, unceasing supply of newfound money coming in every April and every quarter with some people when the tax money comes in. It's truly incredible, but we don't have business people, and that's one of the reasons they hate Donald Trump, like Dracula, hates the cross because he is insisting that they actually employ realistic business practices in the way government is run. And these people in Washington and the swamp have never run it that way. How many trillions of dollars have we sent propping up tin pot dictators all over the world? And so Donald Trump wants to make sure, look, before we send any more money over to Ukraine, let's make sure it's not going to some oligarch over there who's going to turn around and hire Joe Biden's kid to be on the board of some company and pay him $3 million. So the people that are actually doing things wrong, Joe Biden and Hunter, amongst others, and they're not the only ones, come on. But the ones that actually, here's Biden admitting, bragging about. Yeah, I told him I'm going to be leaving here in about 6 hours. You don't fire this prosecutor who's investigating the company that my kid is on the board of directors of and is making $85,000 a month or whatever it was. He's got to be fired. And you know what? He was. Here's Biden bragging about this. And conversely, here's President Trump saying, look, I don't want to give any more money to a bunch of crooks. Let's make sure they're cleaning things up over there before we give them any more money. Who's right and who's wrong? It's as simple as night and day. But as the book said, you know, a day will arrive when right is wrong and a day is night. And we're there. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come right back, today's edition of Boneheads and the News.
McClain.
Welcome back. Great to have you along the closing minutes as we get ready to close up shop here on Hump Day on the Bobby Mac Show. But before we go, we must have today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes. Well, you know, they're making all these robots these days, all kinds of animatronic things, including a mechanical dog. That now has a robotic mechanical dog that's now been constructed, and which is fine as far as it goes until it runs into a real dog, and this ensues. Mechanical dog, real dog. Boy, I'm telling you, they real doggies, not big fans of the mechanical canines, apparently. Let's see, what else do we have in today's edition of? How about this? West Virginia, a man has admitted to authorities he married one of his two daughters after helping both of them kill another man and dump him in a shallow grave. Okay. Larry McClure, 55, said in a letter to state investigators that he and his daughters, 31-year-old Amanda and 32-year-old Anna Marie, plotted the murder of John McGuire, who was dating Amanda. A West Virginia state police officer testified in a court hearing. The trio hit McGuire in the head with a bottle of wine, tied him up, and injected him with two vials of meth. Why did I have a feeling that maybe meth was involved somewhere in this story? They then strangled him, burying him in a shallow grave on the property of a home where they were staying. In his admission letter, McClure wrote the murder was his daughter's idea. I can't tell you why she wanted John dead. I'm asking for this to be over and not wasting the taxpayers' money. Police allege Amanda and her father traveled to Virginia and were married at the United Methodist Church Ministry of the Gospel. Yeah. Why do I hear banjo music in my head? Well, how about this? You know, distracted driving comes in many different forms. A cop right down the road, Gwinnett County, outside Atlanta, recently demoted after he crashed into the back of a woman's SUV while going nearly 70 miles an hour. She wound up in a coma for 4 weeks, still struggling with the effects of the crash. And after the police department investigated, they found out what caused the accident. The officer was distracted at the time because he was watching a YouTube video of someone playing Grand Theft Auto. Once again, life imitates art. No criminal charges filed against the officer. He got a citation for following too close. Okay. You ever watch Maury? Yeah, of course you have. And you thought, hey, this is wonderful. You know, I wish I could bring this experience into my own life. Well, now you can. Because NBC Universal, in their infinite wisdom, has turned the show into a board game. Yeah. No, I'm not. This is not a joke. It's available for pre-order on Amazon. It'll be shipped by the end of the month, just in time for Christmas shopping for those white elephant work parties. Specifics are a little vague. They're calling it a, quote, hilarious party game, which challenges players to prove their non-paternity through a series of outrageous accusations and laugh-out-loud arguments. Amazon's selling the game for $19.99, and they say it's intended strictly for adults. So rush right out and get it just in time for Christmas, the brand new board game.
You are not the father.
Yeah. Is there any question that we're on the way down the drain? University of Maine professor, he's an expert on money laundering, busted yesterday for money laundering. Well, at least we thought he was an expert on this stuff. Not expert enough, apparently. He's facing up to 20 years in prison for laundering money from criminals in Venezuela and Colombia and taking a little 10% cut along the way. Ay, ay, ay. New survey found the top Christmas activities we enjoy doing with our kids include wrapping presents, shopping for gifts, getting a tree, baking cookies, hanging stockings. Because, of course, you gotta have a good old-fashioned Christmas, right, Chevy?
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together.
There you go. So that is today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And before I go, yeah, saved it for the very end today. Thanks so much for being along. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stand by, though, because the great one, Mark Levin, is on the way from the underground command post underneath a brick and steel of a nondescript building somewhere. And I will see you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Till our next show.
All right, dig it.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.